Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Oh my god!
Kendall, are you seeing this?
Is that Rayanne?
Kendall!
Oh my god!
Kendall, she's come to the studio!
Rayanne, how are you here and why are you wearing a kimono?
I have no idea. 1 minute I was recording my word from the First Lady and the next thing I know, it's like a portal of some sort. I'm not even sure how to describe what's happening here. Am I even speaking English or am I speaking
You
Japanese?
Are speaking in English, but you're dreaming in French in black and white.
And why do you look so good in that kimono?
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear. Each week, bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, isn't our intro so motivating?
Our intro, Kendall, they play it at like self-help conferences.
And sporting events.
To get them up on their feet. You gotta put the asses in the seats. That's what Mr. Snodbottom tells us every time we go out on the road.
When I was running the marathon, I heard Cliff and Kendall. Two big old boys from Nashville in my head, because that was pushing me through it, so motivating. But enough about obesity, Cliff.
You know, I've listened back to old episodes, and listening to old shows.
No.
And in the beginning of lots of old shows, we say, oh, my life is so bad.
Well, it is.
Everything is so awful. And it's so funny, because listening back, I'm like, what the fuck was our problem that week? And so I know that it is off-putting to people, but that's all I want to say to people.
We are very off-putting to people.
No, I don't know. I'm a survivor. How about you?
I'm a survivor. I don't know how I make it through life anymore, but I do.
I'm a survivor. You and I, so many bad things happen to us in terms of suffering. We're right up there with Elizabeth Taylor.
We are, and that's what I was going to say, Cliff. The world has lost a wonderful actress, Miss Elizabeth Taylor, and that's who we are celebrating today.
Well, celebrate. Celebrate good times.
Did you think that one day there'll be a podcast celebrating our life?
You know, she had a lot of dreams, and this is the last one of her dreams to come true, that a podcast would celebrate her and her life's work.
You're welcome, Elizabeth. You're welcome.
You're welcome, Liz. She's listening. Is it in bad taste when I know she is listening to Cliff and Kendall Cloud to Cloud at this moment to say that?
No,
I don't think so.
No.
It's not. Mr. Schnabottom, he's not listening. But when I pitched this show idea to him, it's because, I don't know if people know, Kendall, that I'm obese man on campus. And I was in class one day with a bunch of young 20-somethings.
21, bitches, 20. Bitches, bitches.
Can't drink, so therefore they don't even know the first thing about fun. But, or life fulfillment.
No.
But this was right after Elizabeth Taylor died, and one of them that he just brought up out of nowhere, this is the morning that she died, he said, who was Elizabeth Taylor?
Idiot.
And I just kind of, sat there, and one of the girls at least came up with, she said, oh, well, she had a perfume, and she was really famous, and the guy's like, but who was she? Was she the girl who Ben Affleck fell in love with in Pearl Harbor? And I, oh my god, and I was like, no, she was a famous Hollywood legend superstar.
Oh, Cliff, Steven Tyler's daughter has died. Wasn't she in Armageddon?
She was in Armageddon, which I've never seen. She was in that Aerosmith video, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
We're not talking about Liv Tyler.
This is not a salute to Liv Tyler.
No, it's not.
This is not a Liv Tyler unofficial, unauthorized fan cast. This episode is to inform the young people of America and the world who Elizabeth Taylor was and what she stood for and why we, you know, were moved upon the event of her death.
How can kids today not know a person's name that has won 2 Academy Awards?
Kendall, I'm going to teach your children that from the womb. I'm going to come over and talk to Susan's belly when she's pregnant. And I'm just going to start out, 1927, the jazz singer. And I'm just going to say the Oscar words until they know. Upon their first words are going to, you know, their first sentence is going to be, did you know that only 2 actors have won back-to-back Oscars? Well, for best actor,
it's
Spencer Tracy and Tom Hanks.
It's important, damn it. And it was also a nice way to introduce what she did.
She was an actress.
She was in Cleopatra, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
I don't know. I
was fat thinking, on a hot tin roof as well.
Fat on a hot tin roof. Cleopatra.
Who's afraid of Thaddeus Wolf?
Butterfield Fat. Actually, Fat. Fatso. Courage of Fatty.
And Fat Diamonds, the perfume.
She was
have
so...
we found a way to work fatness into every show?
Are we living up to Liz Taylor's legacy right
are
now?
Are we? I don't think so.
Kendall, people in their early 20s ought to know she was a wonderful actress. She born in England. That's why she was Dame Elizabeth Taylor.
I didn't know she was Dame. Now, that's something I didn't know, Cliff.
See, Kendall, my favorite part of the job, like Liz Taylor, is helping people. She was such a humanitarian.
You have helped me already.
Were you aware of her humanitarianism?
I was not aware of that. Clip. I do know that she, you know, her first started her career when she was 10 years old.
Like us, we just
come home.
What we two did before we had a podcast, we had 2 tin cans on a string, and we would tie a third tin
like
can to a listener, and they would just sit there and listen on the can at 10 years old. But Kendall, she was devoted to humanitarianism. She was one of the first celebrities speak out against that. And then she would speak out, but she spoke out against AIDS, and she started the Elizabeth Taylor, you know, AIDS Foundation, mm-hmm. and she so much of her time was spent on that particular charity, because her good friend, of course, in the 80s, when she started talking about it, was when people were first knowing about AIDS. Her good friend, Rock Hudson, he admitted that he had AIDS.
Yeah.
And so she was inspired. That really became the rest of her life's work.
Well, and a wonderful life's work it was.
Now, Kendall, I have to ask you, this is going to be total blunt, honesty, because I'm so fat, I can't get sharp anymore. I'm just blunt all over.
Okay.
And I want to ask you, what is your favorite Elizabeth Taylor movie?
Well, I think I like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is the one that I remember most from.
Okay, so that's my favorite too. I love that one. Now, I have to say, I really loved A Place in the Sun with her good friend Montgomery Clift.
Yeah.
Who, oh my God, listen to this Hollywood inside anecdote about Liz Taylor's life. Monty Clift, you know, he was this beautiful young guy actor.
Just like us.
He was in a car accident. And a really terrible one that really scarred him and stuff. And mm-hmm. Liz Taylor was the first one to find him. She ran out and found him, and she had to pull his teeth, like some of his teeth, out of his throat so he could breathe.
She was being a humanitarian way back then.
Way back then, Kendall.
Well, and Cliff, do you know she was also in the prequel to your favorite play, Equus? A young girl's love for a horse. National Velvet.
National
that's the
Velvet.
One, that's the one that she's probably still most known for.
I would say
or
that.
Cleopatra.
And Cleopatra. She was the first woman to get $1 million for
she
Cleopatra.
Is. Yep. And that's hilarious, Cliff.
It's so funny.
And so are these, finally, some funny jokes. Now they're bad
finally.
Jokes.
You know, she had a wicked sense of humor, Liz
she
Taylor.
Did. Hopefully we follow in those footsteps.
I hope so. We're the Liz Taylors of our time, Kendall.
I'm so hungry.
An American man.
What?
An American man.
What are you saying, an American man?
Was being
entertained. You're telling a joke.
Was being entertained by an African leader. Yes. And they spent the day discussing what the country had received from the Russians before the new government kicked them out.
Mm.
The Russians built us power plant, highway, and airport. Plus, we learned to drink vodka and play Russian roulette.
That's a mix between a Russian and Native American.
Yeah. And the American frowned. Russian roulette's not a friendly, nice game. You know, American prudes. And the prudes. African leader smiled. That's why we developed African roulette. Oh, Kendall, so offensive.
That if you want to American. Have
good relations with our country, you have to play. I'll show you how. How. He pushed a buzzer, and Kendall, a moment later, six magnificently built nude women were ushered in.
Ooh.
Oh, I've got your attention now, boy. You can choose any one of these women to give you oral sex.
Oh! Whoa.
He told the American.
Oh, my.
This gained the American's immediate attention, but before he made his choice, a thought occurred to him. How on earth is this related to Russian roulette? Oh, Americans, get a job already. And the African leader said,
one of them is cannibal.
No.
Whoa.
Oh, hello.
Watch out for that American wang.
Everybody likes a little American Wayne.
I thought you were going to say everybody loves Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Zing zang in your wing wang.
So,
that's what our show's all about. That's all I want out of life. A mailman.
Oh,
no.
Cliff, it was his last day on the job after 35 years of carrying the mail through all kinds of weather to this same little neighborhood. So when he arrived at the first house on the route, he was greeted by a whole family who congratulated him, sent him on his way with a big gift envelope. This is a little nice town that people remember the postman for doing his job.
Beautiful!
At the second house, Cliff, they presented him with a box of fine cigars. And then the folks at the third house handed him a selection of terrific fishing lures.
Those would be terrifying.
I was projecting. At the fourth house, he was met at the door by a strikingly beautiful woman in a revealing negligee. She took him by the hand, gently led him through the door, and led him up the stairs to her bedroom, where she blew his mind
with the most boudoir. She blew his mind, among other things.
With the most passionate love he had ever experienced, Cliff, ever. Now, when he had enough, when he finally had enough, Cliff, they went downstairs. Then she fixed him a giant breakfast, eggs, potatoes, ham, sausage, blueberry waffles, and fresh cheese, orange juice. She really loved her postman, Cliff. And when he was truly satisfied...
I forgot this was the postman.
When he was truly satisfied, she poured him a cup of steaming coffee. As she was pouring, he noticed a dollar bill sticking out from under the cup's bottom edge. All this is too wonderful for words, he said, but what's the dollar for? She said, well, last night I told my husband that today would be your last day and we should do something special for you. I asked him, what should I give you? He said, give him a dollar. And the lady said, the breakfast was my idea.
Oh, my God.
Idiot woman. Oh, that mailman.
Sluts and assholes. Kendall.
Yes.
This man, he gets a prescription for what else? The funniest drug out there, Viagra.
Oh, zing zang.
To get ready, he needed a little zing zang for his oing wang. And he goes home to get ready for when his wife arrives. And he calls her on the phone and she says, well, I'll be home in an hour. And
bitch.
Perfect, he replies. Because the doctor told him to take his Viagra an hour before sex.
Oh, well, then good.
He takes the pill and waits. He puts an hour on the clock. And, well, the hour goes by and the man is ready to go. No wife in sight. So she calls him and says, traffic's terrible. I won't be there for an hour and a half.
Bitch.
And her name was Julia Sugarbaker. And this man, frustrated, he calls his doctor for advice. What should I do? The doctor, of course, replies...
I don't even want to know. It was silence. If something ever shut you up, Cliff, I'm really scared what it is.
No. As our listeners were here, I should not be laughing. The doctor replies,
it would be a shame to waste it. Do you have a housekeeper around?
Yes.
Well, maybe you can occupy yourself with her instead.
Oh, my.
And the man replies with dismay.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't need Viagra with a housekeeper.
What a bitch that man
what
was.
What a bitch. What a bitch.
Oh, Cliff. This what a wife, bitch. She decided to take her husband to a strip club for his birthday.
Oh, wife, why you doing it?
They arrived at the club, the doorman says, "Hey, Dave, how you doing?" And his wife is puzzled since he's never been to this club before. And Dave says, "Oh, no, he's on my bowling team, Cliff."
Right, right.
So then they were seated. A waitress asked Dave if he'd like his usual and brings over a Budweiser. And his wife is becoming increasingly uncomfortable. And she says, How did she know that you drank Budweiser? And he says, "Oh, she's in the ladies' bowling league, honey. We share lanes with them." All these bowlers in this strip club, Cliff. So a stripper then comes over to the table, throws her arm around Dave, and says, "Hi, Davey. Want your usual table dance, big boy?" And now Dave's wife is furious, grabs her purse, and storms out of the club. So Dave follows her and spots her getting into a cab. And before she can slam the door, he jumps in beside her. And he tries desperately to explain that the stripper must have been mistaking him for somebody else, probably a bowler. But his wife is having none of it. She is screaming at him at the top of her lungs, calling him every name in the book. And the cabbie turns his head around and says, "Look, you looks like you really picked up a bitch tonight, Dave."
That
slutty husband was taking hookers home every night, Cliff.
So a woman tells her friend she's received a bunch of flowers from her husband, right?
Oh, how beautiful.
What a beautiful sentiment of love. And she's the wife, bitch. She says, "I suppose now I'll have to spend the entire weekend on my back with my legs in the air."
Oh, bitch.
And the friend replies, "Why? Don't you got a fuzz?"
I thought you said, "Don't you got a fuzz?"
Don't you got a fuzz?
Cliff and listeners.
Listeners and Cliff.
On hearing that her elderly grandfather had just passed away, how sad, Katie went straight to her grandparents' house to visit her 95-year-old grandmother to comfort her. Now, when she asked how her grandfather had died, her grandmother said, "Well, he had a heart attack while we were making love on Sunday morning." Horrified.
Beautiful story.
Katie told her grandmother that two people nearly 100 years old having sex would surely be asking for trouble. And Granny said, "Oh no, my dear. Many years ago, realizing our advanced age, we figured out the best time to do it was when the church bells would start to ring. It was just the right rhythm. Nice and slow and even. Nothing too strange. Simply in on the ding and out on the dong, Cliff." She paused, wiped away a tear, and then she said, "If that damn ice cream truck hadn't come along, he'd still be alive today."
Oh, no. Oh, oh no.
Oh, no, Cliff. Oh, no.
Oh,
is that all the jokes you got?
That's all. Oh, that's why I'm saying, oh, no. It's all the jokes I've got.
Oh, no. Gladiator.
Oh, no.
I've told everybody who the Academy Award winner was.
Oh no. Because, Kendall, why not? Cut the shit.
Cut it. We'll be right back after this.
Oh.
Hey, you've made it this far into the show. It'd be a shame to give up now. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after the break.
When the fiber won, blast through my bowels, it cleans me out. Oh, how I love the sound. Yes, you know it feels so good. Down inside my gut, nothing's left behind. Oh, it keeps me regular. Oh, you know that I love it. You know that I love it. Oh, my fiber. Fiber One, regular fiber, fiber, fiber.
And now back to the show.
Opened the door and I ran into you outside. inside a cafe by Central Park Avenue. Picking up books, I saw something I read. I leaned down to help you and our eyes met. And I can't help but feel that everything's surreal to me. Now I'm standing outside in the pouring rain. You're calling to me from your window frame. Is my ship really lost out at sea, or is it all in a movie? All in a movie. Is it all in a movie, or is this happening to me? Is this happening to me?
Oh, Cliff, we're back.
Oh.
We are back.
What a break. What a break.
I'm sure our listeners were worried that we wouldn't come back, but we came. We're here. And some of our listeners wished that we didn't, but
some
too
of
bad
our
we're
listeners,
here.
They had their fingers crossed. It's like when you're obese man on campus and you're in a class and you start to get the feeling that the teacher is wrapping up something. And you're like, they're going to let us out early. They're going to let us out early. I just know it. I just know it. And then they're like, okay, and now on to this other thing. And you're like, no! That's what our listeners were feeling. And so I just want to say to our listeners, I sympathize. I know what you're feeling.
But until you hear that sad music or a bell, you're not going anywhere.
Here we are.
Cliff, I have some things that I think you probably should know about Elizabeth Taylor if you would be so inclined to answer them.
Kendra, I'm going to school you on Elizabeth Taylor trivia.
We'll see. It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know. And now, here's your Elizabeth Taylor-inspired host, Cliff Kendall. I didn't mean inspired.
I am inspired.
Sometimes, you never know, Cliff. You get in the moment and you don't know what's going to come out. Which is what she said. Cliff, ask me a question.
Oh, God. Kendall, which husband, we have not touched on Elizabeth Taylor's husbands yet.
No, we haven't.
Which husband did Elizabeth Taylor marry twice?
Rock Hudson.
No.
I don't know. No. I'm not as well versed with her husbands.
Richard Burton.
In what year did Elizabeth Taylor receive her high school diploma?
Okay, she was 79.
Uh-huh. We'll see how close you get.
In like 1931.
No, Cliff, she must have been two. January 26, 1950.
No, she wasn't born in 1931.
Oh, goodness. Your math is so good.
Liz, she battled numerous illnesses over the course of her lifetime, but during production on which film was Elizabeth Taylor actually pronounced dead?
Oh, my. Butterfield 8.
Butterfield 8!
Was that right?
In 1960, for which she won her first Academy Award. Well, there you go. She was pronounced dead. When she went to the Oscars to accept her trophy, her tracheotomy scar was visible.
What'd she almost die of? Google it.
Google it, everybody. It's in here. But listen to the stat.
Well, let me ask you this one then. How old was she when she made her big screen debut?
Was she 10?
She was. Do you know what film it was in?
No, not
that.
Was it? Oh, but Kendall, there is one of those born every minute.
Oh, you're right. Very good. Very good, Cliff. Very good.
Kendall, who was Elizabeth Taylor speaking of when she said, "He is part of my heart. We would do anything for each other"?
Rock Hudson.
Oh, Kendall, you're bad. She was talking about Michael Jackson.
Oh, good old Michael Jackson. Now they're up in there cloud to clouding together on our show. Cliff, what is Elizabeth Taylor's middle name?
Roseman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cliff, I can't believe you knew that. I was going to berate you on the air for not knowing it. But you knew
Kendall,
it.
You're such a master berater, but that's all the things I think you should know.
That's all the time we have today for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know about the Queen of the Screen, Elizabeth Taylor.
queen of the screen.
You're the queen Kendall. Of the food over there. I can hear it.
Kendall, I'm offended by your homophobia.
Are you eating a bowl of jism over there, Cliff? I can hear it. I can hear the way it's slopping around.
It's some semen-flavored jelly beans in honor of
Elizabeth Taylor. Cliff, now comes the moment our listeners have been crossing their fingers for. Yes, Sergio, all right. It's this sad music.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Kendall, are you talking to me?
I just forgot a whole segment. Excuse me. I will reuse that in a moment. Cliff.
I know that you want the show to be over, but it's not.
Oh, Cliff, that was so much fun. Oh, Jesus. Belts right in Elizabeth Taylor's face.
She was an earthy broad, Kendall, and she would appreciate it.
She, you know what she'd have said if you belched in her face?
Are you talking?
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? I'm Elizabeth Taylor, and I'm the only one here.
That's how she would have said it. I'm the only one here, Cliff.
I'm the one wearing the Burton Taylor diamond.
Now, here's what she would say, Cliff, and I want you to tell me what film it's from. You don't have to tell me who said it. It's Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay.
I'm not living with you. We occupy the same cage, that's all.
Was that from Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
No, Cliff. No.
No.
No. From Cat.
No, but Wolf! Cage! Wolf!
Cat on a hot tin roof. Cat! Cage! Cat! Cage!
Oh, fat on a hot tin fat. Yes. I swear, if you existed, I'd divorce you.
Who's afraid of Virginia Wolf?
Who is afraid of Fatty Fat Fat Fat?
That would have been what we'd had to call it. Mama, face it. I was the slut of all time.
Oh, I don't know. What was it?
Butterfield 8.
It was the movie she won her first Oscar for. Butterfield. Yeah. Oh, careful, Maggie. Your claws are showing.
I don't know.
She was Maggie the Cat. You are Kendall the Fat in Fat on a Hot Tin Cat.
Cat on a Fat Tin Fat.
Pretty soon, our whole show will just be us saying fat, 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 fat.
How dare
fat,
you?
Fat, 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 fat.
How dare you and the rest of your barbarians set fire to my library?
Place in the sun.
No! That was Cleopatra. Wrong again.
That's what the asp said right before it. Kill Cleopatra.
Cleopatra.
Who giveth this woman? This woman, but she's not a woman. She's still a child, and she's leaving us. What's it gonna be like to come home and not find her? Not to hear her voice calling, "Hi, Pops," as I come in. I suddenly realized what I was doing. I was giving up Kay. Something inside me began to hurt.
Was that National Velvet?
No, that was Father of the Bride.
Oh, the original Father of the Bride.
The original.
I don't know if I've ever saw the original one.
You might have saw it. It is really good. It's actually a lot like the Steve Martin one.
Yeah. Well, I've got one more for you. A bonus one, if you will.
Bonus.
Tell Mama all.
Tell Mama all. Is that from... Oh!
Not from that. It was from...
Belching a Hot Fat Fat.
A Place in the Sun.
A Place in the Sun. I love it. I do really love that one.
Tell Mama all. Tell her all.
You'll just start saying that to people. Tell Mama all.
I'll just randomly say that. Somebody asked me for something at work and I said, Tell Mama all.
Kendall, I don't know if I should tell you this. Tell Mama all. You'll just start saying that all the time. That's Kendall's new catchphrase, everybody.
It is.
Get away the hell. It's Tell Mama all.
Tell Mama all. So that's all I got for you talking to me.
Oh, Kendall, you know who we're talking about? Elizabeth Taylor.
And it is.
You know what's sad? Her recent death.
Cliff, this is what our listeners have been waiting for 30 minutes. That, what they've been crossing their fingers for, it's that sad music.
Here it is.
Cliff, if our listeners want to know more about Elizabeth Taylor, you know where they can go?
They can go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall,
oh, yeah.
twitter.com/cliffandkendall. They can email us their thoughts and remembrances of Elizabeth Taylor at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. And they can call our fat line with their best Elizabeth Taylor impression at 818-308-4-FAT.
Gladiator, they can, Cliff. Isn't that fun doing that? So much fun.
Oh, it's kind of, but it's like you're walking on a tightrope, Kendall. At any minute, you might get derailed.
You might. It's why I've practiced many moons in front of the mirror doing that, Cliff.
I've practiced that for so many moons.
You sit in a mirror and say, blah. All right. Cliff, I have a woman. This quote from Elizabeth Taylor is pretty much in the same vein of Cliff and Kendall. I have a woman's body and a child's emotions.
Kendall, one problem with people who have no vices is that they're pretty sure to have some annoying virtues.
That
was said by Elizabeth Taylor.
Of course it was. And Cliff, another one for you and I sweat real sweat and I shake real shakes.
I shake real shakes.
Because we do all of our fat. Shake, shake, shake.
My fat? Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake your big fat. If not to make the world better, what is money for? Elizabeth Taylor. And can you imagine? She was just like us, and that her favorite part of the job was helping people.
It was. She was a helper, and so are we. And we're going to miss you, Elizabeth Taylor, up there at Cloud to Cloud. Keep our seats warm.
Won't you please take me home, Elizabeth Taylor Rhodes, to a place in the sun. I'm Cliff.
On a fat tin roof. And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Oh. It's good we did this show after she died.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Tell mama all.